act of profit-making imperialism. Moreover, the American War of Independence was not a war against the idea of empire. It was a war guided by men like Washington, Franklin, Adams, Hamilton, and Jefferson, who wanted an American empire of their own, and who were in fact partly motivated by the British Empire not being imperialist enough. After the War of Independence, Britain's trade with the United States surpassed what its trade had been with the 13 colonies. Even with the interruption of the War of 1812, Britain was not only a trading partner, it was a tremendous source of new Americans. From the end of that war, 1815, through the presidency of Zachary Taylor, 1850, roughly 80% of British emigrants came to the United States. We can presume they saw America as a second Britain, but one with more opportunity. Despite occasional diplomatic kerfuffles, there was an ineluctable bond between Britain and the United States, a bond that encompassed everything from the influence British literature had over American writers to the quietly conducted power politics of the Royal Navy, helping enforce the Monroe Doctrine. In 1899, when Rudyard Kipling published his famous poem about picking up the white man's burden, his purpose was not to urge his fellow Britons to greater sacrifices, but to congratulate the United States for accepting an imperial mission in the Philippines,